USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I think the Fed is out of control.
President Trump blames the Federal Reserve for stocks plummeting on Wall Street. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The Dow lost over 800 points on Wednesday and over 500 points on Thursday. President Trump reacted to why he believes the Dow fell.
It's a correction that I think is caused by the Federal Reserve with interest rates. I think what they're doing is wrong. I think the Fed is far too stringent.
Turning now to the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, at least 5 people killed, and that number expected to rise as first responders go door to door in the hardest hit areas of Panama City and Mexico Beach, Florida. Streets blocked and littered with trees, buildings shredded, and power out. Widespread damage at Tyndall Air Force Base as well. President Trump at the White House saying of the storm,
"We've not seen destruction like that in a long time."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More now on our top story, the slide in the stock market. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow, speaking with reporters in Washington, D.C., he's reacting to President Trump's remarks after stocks dropped 2 days in a row.
He has his views, but he's not saying to them, change your plan, do this differently, and none of that stuff. He has his views.
He goes on to tell reporters outside the White House,
he has never attacked the Fed's plan or strategy. He has never interfered with that. He is giving his opinion, and it's an informed opinion. And frankly, I think people should listen to what the president is saying. But the Fed is independent. We've always said that.
First Lady Melania Trump says there are people working in the White House that she and the president cannot trust. These people, holdovers from previous administrations, and some have been let go. Melania Trump making the comment during a sit-down interview with ABC's Good Morning America. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A newspaper taking heat for running an opinion piece from the president. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
President Trump stepping up his attack on Democrats over a health care proposal called Medicare for All, claiming it would end Medicare as we know it and take away benefits seniors have paid for their entire lives. In that op-ed published in USA Today, Trump accused the left of wanting to spread radical socialism by gutting Medicare. Shortly after USA Today published the op-ed, the Washington Post ran a fact check in which it claimed almost every sentence contained a misleading statement or falsehood. The editor of USA Today's opinion section pushing back on criticism for the paper running the piece from President Trump, saying it was treated like every other column submission.
President Trump signs into law the Patient Right to Know Prices Act that will lower the cost for an estimated 60% of all Americans taking prescription medication. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
In addition to the number of all Americans taking prescriptions, you can also include 90% of all seniors who spend as much as $340 billion, including $45 billion, out of pocket a year. Up until the signing, pharmacies were not allowed to tell patients about the best prescription prices. President Trump says progress is being made for all Americans using prescriptions.
Where we're making very obvious progress, and you can see it, is we are reducing prescription drugs and the cost of prescription drugs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.